Section A. Short Conversation. 1. The cake you gave me was delicious. Where did you buy it?
It's my own creation. It's something like my mother's chocolate cake.
Question.
Who made the cake? 2. What a pleasant surprise. It seems to me we ran into each other here last week, too.
You and I must have the same idea. If you want to beat the crowds when you do the grocery shopping on Saturday, the only way is to be here when they open at 9 o'clock sharp.
Question.
Why did both of them do grocery shopping at 9 o'clock sharp?
3. How many social sciences courses did you have when you were in the first year at college?
I had only half a year each of philosophy, psychology, and the history of social development. I wish I had had more time.
Question.
How many social sciences courses did the man take at college? 4. I was crossing the street just now and was almost hit by a car. Before I realized what had happened, the car was gone.
Drivers like that should have their licenses taken away from them.
Question.
What does the man mean?
5. I didn't do very well in yesterday's test. I made a mistake in grammar and 2 spelling mistakes. What about you, Mary?
I didn't make any mistakes, but my teacher told me to pay more attention to my handwriting.
Question.
What do we learn from the conversation? 6. What a nice warm day. I think I'll go out to write my composition under a tree.
I'd like to join you, but I find it hard to work outside.
Question.
What is the woman going to do? 7. Would you like to own your own business?
I wouldn't mind a bit.
Question.
What did the woman mean?
8. Hi, Jack. I've been looking for you for quite a while. Where have you been?
Where have I been? I was wondering the same thing about you.
Question.
What does the man want to know? 9. I haven't seen Ernst for quite a few weeks. When does he plan to finish his biophysics course?
I don't know if he plans to finish his biophysics course.
Question.
What does the man say about Ernst?
10. Would you tell Lisa I am sorry I lost her stamp album?
Hadn't you better tell her yourself?
Question.
What does the woman mean?
Section B. Johann Strauss was born in Vienna in 1825. His father, a well-known musician, was a strange and moody man. He did not want any of his children to be musicians. He whipped young Johann because the boy insisted he wanted to study music. At last, Johann left his family permanently. He grieved over leaving the family because the wonderful music he always had with him at home was gone forever. The only good thing about the family separation, it seemed, was that young Johann would be free to study music. The dance called the waltz developed from a peasant dance in 3/4 time. The waltz became popular in Vienna, so it was only natural that Johann would be attracted to it. The orchestra Johann's father had directed was prepared to disband when the elder Strauss suddenly died. Young Johann offered to take his father's place. Most of the musicians questioned that a young man would expect to fill the shoes of a famous father. They did not take into consideration that the son already had an orchestra of his own, which was becoming well known. Finally, one of the members persuaded the others to let the 2 orchestras be combined. Their first performance was a memorial concert played in his father's honor. Soon Vienna was playing tributes to the son. He wrote such famous waltzes as Tales from the Vienna Woods and The Beautiful Blue Danube, and his music is still played today. His waltzes are as beautiful and timely as when Strauss first wrote them.